Boomer Alley Radio.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back to Boomer Alley Radio Party. I'm Mark Sotkin, here with Sharon Glassman. What's new, pussycat, huh?
Meow, meow,
yeah,
meow.
Yeah, the better mousetrap. And that's what we're talking about. Thanks for listening. You know, why Boomer Alley is different, Sharon, I think, is attitude. We do seem to have a little attitude about things, don't we?
We have attitude, as they called it in Philadelphia, where
yeah,
I grew up. Yes,
trying to keep it light and making it happen.
Speaking of light,
we're talking about the better mousetrap. And we're starting off with something that isn't very new.
But it's the best thing ever.
But maybe we'll learn some new uses for it, since it's been around for over 160 years.
For a really good reason.
Well, here from Arm & Hammer is Kristen Bastian. Kristen, welcome to Boomer Alley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sharon and I have been discussing this since she brought it up. I know there's a lot of amazing uses, but what's happening new in the world of baking soda?
Well, we like to tell folks that it's the secret that keeps on giving. A box of it costs about a dollar, and it's one of the most resourceful products that you can have in your home.
First of all,
What is it?
What the hell is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Baking soda actually starts out as a mineral. It's called trona, and it's mined out in Wyoming, in a place called Green River, Wyoming. So it's taken out as this great crystal called trona. It's actually ground down into something called soda ash, and then carbon dioxide is bubbled through that soda ash, which creates baking soda. It's actually bicarbonate of soda. And what people don't really know is it's found in every living thing. So baking soda actually occurs in your body, and it helps regulate the pH in your body. So what it does in your body regulating pH, it actually does out in the world, which is why it's such a great clarifier for your pool, because it'll regulate that pH. And it's a great deodorizer, because it'll actually regulate the pH of odors and permanently eliminate them by bringing their pHs back to neutral.
And I heard that you can actually use it in your hair in the summer, like when you get all that suntan lotion.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes, I actually use it in my hair. It's a great clarifier. One thing that baking soda does is it makes a lot of the products you already use around your home work even better. So instead of having to go out and purchase a separate clarifying shampoo, you can take a pinch of baking soda, a couple teaspoons. We actually have a waterproof shaker, which is terrific to keep in the shower because the box doesn't get wet and you can use it anytime. So take a little bit of baking soda, add it to your regular shampoo, lather up, rinse and repeat if you like, as usual. And what it does is mixes with the oils on your scalp and in your hair and the oils from all that styling product and that suntan lotion, and it helps clean your hair even more thoroughly. So it'll strip all of the gunk that you don't want without stripping any sort of color if your hair is colored. And once you start with that clean slate, you can condition it and it feels great afterwards.
I want to go home and take a shower, like right now. I'm going to go wash my hair.
Well, you can use it not only in your hair, but add it to either your body cleanser or your face cleanser, and you can use it as an exfoliant. Baking soda is mildly, very, very mildly abrasive, so it'll remove any sort of soils and oils dirt and gunk.
He just called me mildly abrasive.
So now, if I looked in your purse, would I find baking soda?
I have a shaker on my counter. I have one in my bathroom. I definitely have a box in my fridge. That's where most people keep their box of baking soda.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I have an extra one in my cupboard. It's not physically on my person, but I have it all throughout my home.
I think I want a locket.
I don't keep it in the car, but I've used it to put on mats to deodorize the car as well. So if you have a dog in your car, I mean, I have two dogs. I have two labs, and I love them to death, but they smell.
Yeah, they do.
I use baking soda on their dog bed. Just sprinkle it on, leave it on for 15 minutes, and then vacuum it up to get off the smell. I also use it on my car mats when they've been in my car. And if you have cloth seats, you can put it on cloth seats as well. The great thing is once you vacuum it up, it's gone, but it's also natural because it occurs in your bodies and it's taken from the trona beds. You're not adding any chemicals. You're not adding anything that you don't feel good about, perhaps using around your pets or using around your family or even around food. I mean, you can clean pots and pans with it, and you're not leaving anything behind that you wouldn't want to ingest because obviously you cook with it, so you can feel good about using it all around the house.
So this place in Wyoming where you're getting it, is that's it? That's the only place in the I mean, should we be talking about
to
OPEC and saying, well, sure,
no,
you have the oil, but we have
there
the baking soda.
There is a ton of trona, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay, so there's plenty. We don't have to worry about it.
There's plenty.
I shouldn't hoard?
No, I wouldn't hoard. You can always get more baking soda, but I would get a couple of different, a couple of boxes, and and give it a shot. I mean, most people just don't know how many things you can use it for.
And I also heard, since it's safe for kids, that if you have kids visiting, you can wash their toys in baking soda.
Yeah,
and that's
you can. Baking soda, what you do is take some warm water, and you can put in a couple of tablespoons of baking soda. It's not water-soluble, mm-hmm. so it will be able to work in water, and that mild abrasivity will take off any sort of coating on the toys. So we recommend it for cleaning kids' toys. You can also clean dog toys with it if you've got, you know, those furry little kids at home.
And the dog, right? You can clean the dog with it?
Yeah, you can clean the dog. Brilliant. You can take some baking soda, dump it right on the dog, brush it through their fur, and just make sure you get it out thoroughly. And it's a terrific in-between.
And if you're really cheap, you can just let the kids play with the baking soda. perfectly
baking
safe.
Baking soda for president.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah, actually, we have a great website. It's armandhammer.com, and we have 100-plus uses for baking soda on the website, and it's cataloged by where you would use it.
If you were wondering what to do after the show, there's 100 reasons to use baking soda. Hey, Kristen, thanks for joining us at Boomer Alley.
Thanks for having me.
And you helped me win the bet that I'm now going to make with him about baking soda is the best thing ever.
I personally think it's the best thing ever, so I'm a little biased.
Okay.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're talking about a better way for all of us to get problem solved. I'm Mark Sackman with Sharon Glassman, and this is Boomer Alley Radio.